I know one died, but how many were there? Were there four?
Four.
Four. The twins, and then a boy and a girl who are in Miami.
Yes. Okay. I had another one, but he died young.
I see. So you had five altogether?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Now, tell me about, do you remember the, before they had the carnival, the way the carnival is now? But the, where it's like a beauty pageant. But years ago, and it was called the sport. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yes, Christmas.
Yeah. And did you ever participate in that?
No.
Did you ever see it?
Oh yes.
Okay. Well, tell me about what you saw. Tell me about what it was like.
We had the big drum.
Yeah.
Macajombi.
Uh-huh.
Lego business.
Uh-huh.
Clowns.
Yeah.
What else? Regimental, they used to call them.
Uh-huh. Who was the regimental?
Regimental was some people dressed like Nazis.
Uh-huh. I see. And, yeah. And did they have some kind of pageants where they would act out Bible stories?
Oh, not at Christmas, they used to have some.
David and Goliath.
David and Goliath, yes. Was that part of that?
Yes.
That was part, and you called that the sports?
Yes, the sports. That was in it too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
David and Goliath was by itself, and then Mummies was by itself.
Uh-huh.
And they had a thing they used to call it, well, we just read the book now, but read the book sometimes now too.
What was Mummy?
Mummies.
Mummers, like mummers?
No. Mummies.
Mummies, like?
David and Goliath.
Uh-huh, okay.
They used to. We call them, they're just near to one another.
Yeah, that's a group where it's the way they dress and they dance.
Uh-huh.
They refer to that group as mummies.
Well, you know, they have some people who do this in Philadelphia at Thanksgiving, and they're called mummers.
Oh,
I'll bet it's the same thing.
They dance.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, I wanted
to dance.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. What did you do in that, in David and Goliath's?
Oh, they have a long stick.
Uh-huh.
The man who used to run from the, the Goliath.
Yeah.
When he finished, he put you down and come and lift you up and put you in the crowd and dance upon you and all sorts of things.
Did you move around around the island?
Yes, they used to go walking.
Go from village to village and put on the...
Not in one day.
No.
Because sometimes you may hear that David and Goliath somewhere on the road, and you'll go to meet them and dance with the music, come back.
And you remember one with a bull?
Oh, yes.
Did you have that one
bull.
With the bull?
Oh, yes.
Did every village
run from it. Used to run all down the bay, come up. Run from the bull.
Yeah.
That was nice. It's a look you like.
Mansion bull like catch a young girl and walk up on her.
Yeah.
All them activities, folklore.
See,
them kind of times, carnival wasn't like this, because this time, mountain, the young people doesn't know how to have fun.
Yeah.
Without fighting.
Yeah. Is that right?
Too much physical fights and activities goes on more than you just having the fun as to dance.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely, that's it. And wasn't there a political side to that too? The Bradshaw said you shouldn't spend your money dressing up like this, and you should.
Who said that?
Bradshaw said, "Tighten your belts, comrades."
In those days,
No, but I just wondered if that really was the turning point when they went from that kind of joyful folk pageant where people were doing it. It sounds so wonderful to have these, like the David and Goliath thing, and then they turn it around now, and like now it's like an American beauty pageant, which is
I must say they ain't stopped them from having.